Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Undivided Attention on Heavenly Treasures. Our verses for today come from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 29 through 31. They say, "And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." Raise your hand if you've felt overwhelmed with the lesson plans or the cleaning, the emails or the amount of supplies. It's easy to feel stretched thin and pulled in a thousand different directions. And beneath all the hubbub, worries can creep in. Am I doing enough? Do I have enough? Will it all work out? Jesus knows. That's why he speaks these gentle but powerful words, "Do not worry." Hear that and know that it is not just a suggestion, it's a loving command from your Heavenly Father who knows your heart and your needs. The truth is, our sinful hearts can often chase after earthly things: comfort, control, security, recognition. We think, if I just had this or fixed that, I'd be at peace. But those treasures don't last. And when we run after them, we find ourselves anxious, exhausted, and distracted. That's the law. We often set our hearts on the wrong treasures. But here's the truth of the gospel. Your Father knows that you need them. God isn't distant or disinterested. He's your loving Father. He provides, he protects, and most importantly, he has given you a greater treasure than anything this world could offer, his Son, Jesus. Because of Jesus' perfect life, death, and resurrection, your greatest need has already been met. Heaven is yours. Your place in God's family is secure. He has freed your heart to stop worrying and start focusing undividedly on what matters most. Seek his kingdom. Seeking his kingdom is not just about going to church or teaching Bible stories. It means setting your heart on God's promises. It means remembering every act of service, every hug, every prayer, every moment spent with a child is part of something eternal. You already have the greatest treasure in Christ. Let that truth shape your priorities, calm your heart, and fill your ministry with joy. We pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for knowing all my needs and caring for me. Forgive me when I chase after earthly things and let worry take over. Help me to trust in your promises and keep my heart focused on your kingdom. Let the treasures of heaven guide everything I do today. Amen. Our question for today: what earthly worry do you need to hand over to your Heavenly Father so you can focus more fully on his kingdom? Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with his grace today and always.